these funny little stations. Our train seemed to stop every few minutes. Then we'd pass through icy forests and go streaming over frozen fields. I recognised a face or two amongst the passengers. We were all thinking similar things. Do I know you? Did I ever work with you?
Do you remember me? I was a voluptuous villainess, painted green.
Oh, yes.
It must have been in 1977.
The large lady in furs plonked herself opposite me. She was eating a bun and sipping hot coffee from a paper cup. She winced in commiseration at me.
Terrible news. I wept.
Yes.
Do you know how he passed?
No one has said a word to me.
I saw him in the summer, you know. We were at one of those events for enthusiasts, you know, where we sit at tables and sign our names on photographs.
I try not to do those.
He was in a very strange mood that day.
He often was.
No, because he said...
I think some of these people are here under false pretenses.
I beg your pardon?
It seems to me that some of them are not even real fans.
What?
Shh! I've been asking one or two questions. Some of these people have not seen every single episode.
Well, that's not unusual, is it?
It's very unusual. Shocking. Usually they can quote quite huge, fractilious swathes of dialogue at the drop of a hat.
I think I'd better have a lie down with the cold flannel.
You don't understand anything, do you? The fans are usually quite different. I am starting to think that this queue is full of doppelgangers.
Shh! You're making everyone feel uncomfortable.
Oh, my giddy aunt, I'm quite perturbed.
I think we should get back on with signing your photographs.
I tell you, there's something murksome and swervish going on here.
He was having you on. He often used to say peculiar things.
Well, yes, I know. He just...
What?
He seemed very fervent. Yes. Or fervid. Is that a word?
He really thought someone was replacing the fans with doppelgangers? Why would they do that?
Search me. It was almost mysterious.
The agitated actress went quiet for a while. Then she produced a set of cards from a shag-green cloth.
I read the tarot. Moments like these, it can be very steadying. May I do you?
Go on, then.
Oh. Oh, that is... That's very unusual.
That's not a card I've seen before.
It's the large dancing cat.
Hello there.
Oh,
mind if I, you know, sit?
Please.
Yes, I know you, dearie. Isn't it awful?
It's sad, yes.
So young, too. So very young.
I don't think he was all that young.
I don't believe a word of it, of course.
No?
He once told me. He said ages ago that when his time came, he wouldn't go just like anyone else. He'd be going into space.
He always said silly things like that.
But I believed him. He could be very convincing.
You think?
How are you, anyhow, my dear? Are you working?
We travelled on an old steam train for the last leg of the journey, quite quaint and civilised, and it was almost a shame when we pulled into a tiny halt called Happenstance. The doors flew open and we all got out. It must have been years since so many had arrived all at once on that lonely platform. I followed the sombre procession into a rather pretty village. A chocolate box place with a pond and a green and a tumble-down Norman church. The sky was filled with snow.
It's too cold to snow, isn't it?
We made our way towards the church and there was music playing. May I squeeze in and sit here?
Oh, yes, please do.
Let me move along. It's Susie Goshawk, isn't it?
Why, yes.
Great fan of your work. I'm an actor, too.
Would we know you from anything?
Not really.
What a gloomy morning.
Isn't it?
I never thought I'd see the day. I thought I'd go well before he ever did.
You did? bet you're only about 20 years old.
He was so vital, that's the thing. I was in that TV show with him last year, Celebrity Cook-Off.
I heard that he did that show.
He absolutely loved that experience.
Gadzooks, thunderation well. I'll tickle my Fanny Craddock.
It seems to have come out a bit wrong.
Has it? Ladies, take it. Littering mullocks.
Oh, you seem so upset. And all this mess.
No, don't mind me, my dear. This is how I always do the cooking. Just ask my housekeeper. Also,
yes?
The end results always speak for themselves. My souffles always come out perfect. Watch and admire.
Goodness!
The pews were completely packed. He'd have been pleased with the turnout. It was the cream of British acting talent sitting there, sniffling and muttering. And the flowers were so lovely.
He was like a father to me. I often think about the advice he liked to give me.
What was it?
Oh, I did like the way you delivered that line.
You did?
Oh, yes, yes, astonishing. I could hear it all the way out of the back there, and such stillness. Every tiny nuance, you gave it such panache.
Well, that means an awful lot to me.
Good, good. I'm not quite sure the postman needs to be drawing quite so much attention to himself, however.
You don't?
Sign for it here, please. Isn't hugely integral to the plot.
I just wanted to give it my all. His advice has stuck with me, and now I give my utmost in everything I do.
Still acting, then?
No. Oh, look. The vicar's mounting the, thing. The, rector.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered to bid a cheery farewell to a departed legend, one whom I saw in the flesh only 2 days ago.
Morning, Vicar. Isn't the weather diabolical? Makes one almost glad to be alive.
Tom, have you given any more thought to helping us out with the village panto?
No time, Reverend. I'm heading off soon.
You're leaving happenstance?
This mortal coil, actually. I'm shuffling off for good.
What?
Oh, yes. I've better things to do than hang about this discumbered old place.
I thought you liked it here.
On Earth?
Our village.
Oh, it's all right, I suppose. But I'll soon be transcending all of this snolly, gusting world and becoming one with the great, big, endless now. Yeah.
Oh, well, good. He was a joker until the very end. I wonder if he'd be amused by the irony of his ultimate fate.
How exactly did he meet his end?
I heard he was run over by a TV-licensed detective van.
I heard he was chasing it. He was outraged because he believed they had X-ray beams and could see inside your house.
We know you're watching TV in there. We even know which corner of which room.
It's black and white, for Nancy Mitford's sake.
The TV set might be black and white, but the signal is in colour.
And your point is?
You could be taping things in colour.
But I only watch them in black and white.
For all I know, you could be selling the tapes down the market.
Bit jabber. You think I'd do that?
We've known members of the public to do some very strange things.
Your eyes flashed just then, in an extremely sinister way.
What? But no, they didn't.
You're a doppelganger. You're just another skinny Malinky replacement.
I work for the TV license people.
Ah, pull the other one. It's got bells on. Be off with you, you sinister rapscallion.
And when the license man scuttled back to his van and revved the engine reversed...
Ne'er-do-wells and nincompoops. I'd know you anywhere.
There was an awful, tragic accident. It was all highly suspicious circumstances.
I can't believe he didn't have a TV license.
Can they really see inside your house?
The point was, it was nothing to do with TV licenses. He felt these replacement people with the flashing eyes were spying on him.
The van really reversed over him?
When the van pulled away and roared off, there was no body. He'd completely vanished. That coffin up there is empty.
Empty?
I'd like you all to join me in singing one of our dearly departed's favourite songs. It's on page 77 of your order of service. Kumbaya.
Kumbaya, my lord, kumbaya. Kumbaya, my lord, kumbaya.
We made a motley bunch of mourners at the wake. It was held in the cosy confines of a cottage across the village green. Baker's End, it was called, appropriately enough. Rather tastefully furnished inside, I thought. My fellow guests, all of them ravenous actors, set upon the buffet in a flash. My eyes went to a very stern-looking woman who was hovering over the spread. She seemed to resent our very presence there.
All this effort. And for what?
Are the sandwich fillings organic?
No.
Locally sourced?
No. What's it matter? It all goes down the same hole.
Well, I'm sure they're lovely anyway.
I shouldn't think so.
Excuse me, you were Tom's housekeeper, I believe.
Mrs. Frimbley. Yes, I looked after him for many years.
Tell me, if you would, what was the cause of his demise, as it were?
Has no one told you?
I've heard a lot of contradictory tittle-tattle, but I didn't like to ask.
He fell, sadly, from a very great height. I mean, he sadly fell from a very great height. I've no idea if he was sad when he fell. Probably not, knowing the way he used to carry on.
He fell? But from where?
Mucking about on rooftops, at his age. I saw him on top of the village post office come mini-mart. Down from there, you silly old fool!
Aye, Mrs. Frimbley!
It's the middle of the night!
I know!
And you've got nothing on!
Marvellous, isn't it? Very bracing!
You're doing yourself a flaming mischief!
Not yet, Mrs. Frimbley! Hold your wish, my dear!
You will, you fool!
I sincerely hope not! Mischief, go hang!
What on earth was he doing on the post office come mini mart roof?
He told me the postmistress had a funny-looking aerial on her gable end. He reckoned she was covertly in contact with men from outer space.
But why was he naked?
Oh, here comes the vicar. Look, you'll have to excuse me. He makes me sick.
Hello there. I can't quite place your face.
I'm Susie. I used to appear on television with dear Tom many years ago.
Of course. I'm not familiar with his television oeuvre. Too young, I'm afraid.
Pardon me, Reverend...
Ailing.
Would you mind me asking how he actually passed away? His housekeeper has been telling me a peculiar story about him being on top of the post office come mini mart in the nude.
What?
And then falling to his death. In fact, a few people have said some things that don't really add up.
You must listen to Mrs. Frimbley. She can be a nice old dear, but she's star-craving mad. I believe Tom only kept her on because he was scared of her.
Why would he be scared of his own housekeeper?
She has a most mysterious past. Lurid, you might say.
So he didn't fall off the roof?
It's all tittle-tattle. Whatever you hear from people in happenstance, none of it will be true.
Well, then how did he die?
Oh, dearie me, is that the time? Look, I really must be going.
Hold on a minute.
I'm sorry, there's nothing more I can tell you.
Mrs. Frimbley, you must let me help you clear up.
I've managed all these years alone. Oh, look at this mess. Barbarism.
You've done him proud today.
I'm not sure he would have noticed. He didn't always notice such things when he was alive. Took it all for granted.
I'm sure that's not true.
What would you know about it, you... Oh, look, if you want to help, take the dog outside to do his business. Walk him up and down the garden. I'll get on with clearing up.
Oh, I can't let you off the leash. Oh, my God. You're like a wolf, aren't you? It's getting dark already. Oh, I never checked the train times, did I? Oh, stupid Susie. Where's your mind been today? What is it? What have you seen, boy? Oh, I can't see anything there. It's just snow and shadows. Oh, come on. Do your business. I can't stay out here all night. In the undergrowth? I don't know. Something he didn't like the look of.
Yes, I thought so. Didn't go running after it, did he?
I brought him in. He's in the hall.
Good. There's been funny things out and about.
Do you have a timetable? I need to catch a train back to London.
Oh, you'll be lucky.
What?
All the rest of that London lot left an hour ago. Why didn't you go then?
I don't know.
Oh, look at the weather out there. It's filthy. We'll have 8 inches overnight.
Are you saying I can't get back?
You'll have to stay here.
I've never seen snow like it.
Well, we always have snow like this at Christmas in Happenstance. One of the reasons the master loved it so much. We get snowed in and it made him feel cosy and secure. The world couldn't get at him so much.
I see.
There's a spare room. It's clean and tidy. I'll air the bedding. It's full of stuffed animals, but I'm sure you won't mind.
I don't want to be a nuisance.
8 inches at least. I can't send you out into that storm.
But those people who just left, aren't they catching the train?
Well, those were locals. There are no more trains. Like I said, the Londoners left ages ago. Oh, don't you believe what I'm telling you, Miss Goshawk?
Susie, please. Of course I believe you.
Well then, good. You will stay.
And I did stay. There was no leaving Happenstance. I checked the next morning with the station, but all the trains had stopped. It was the same the next day. The roads leading into the village were choked with snow. But I also stayed because I was intrigued. It was as if no one could get their story straight about how he had died.
I never said I saw him actually fall from the roof, did I? I never literally saw his actual body.
I see.
Look, he always said that one day he would just disappear. That's what would happen. And he has, hasn't he?
For a couple of days, the snow was so heavy I couldn't even leave the cottage. The dog whined at the door. I spent my time browsing through the bookshelves and the bric-a-brac. He had some very strange books and some even stranger souvenirs.
He wouldn't like you to touch his books.
I'm sorry?
He was very particular about them, protective, as if they were somehow alive. The weather's calmed down. I believe I can nip out and fetch some groceries.
Well, let me. If you give me your list, I'll go.
Oh, well, be my guest.
Outside the village store, there was the strangest sight. Two men were busking, and they'd gathered quite a crowd. I could hardly get through the gawkers. The music was horrible. It came from a cheap tape player. One man in a hood was dancing beside it. There was a fez on the ground for collecting coins. The other man was dressed as the queerest dragon I'd ever seen. He wore a scarlet cloak trimmed with tinsel. He had the head of a snake with wooden jaws, and they made this horrid clacking sound as they beat together. And he was dancing with increasing abandon. I believe, I don't know how I could tell, they were foreigners. His serpent eyes were whizzing round and round, spiralling silver and purple. They were painted wood. How was it they seemed to be staring at us all?
Who's Isn't it wonderful?
Oh, that music and his dancing, it's all so infectious. It makes me feel...
Like dancing! You're right! I feel the same!
My leg's going. I can't stop myself.
Excuse me. Can I get through? I've got shopping to do.
Oh, it's you. Hello. Isn't this festive? Isn't Clacky amazing?
Who's Clacky?
The fellow in the red cloak. The dragon.
Clacky the dragon? He looks quite sinister to me.
Come on, dear. Don't look so gloomy. It's Christmas almost.
I don't see what dancing dragons have got to do with it.
Loosen up. Enjoy yourself.
Hey, wait a moment. You were on the train with me. Did you get stuck here too?
What's that? I can't hear!
Stop dancing! I said... Oh, never mind. I can't hear myself think. Phew. Peace. Now, what's on this list?
Miss Goshawk, still here, I see.
Oh, hello, Reverend. Well, there's no way back to London. I'm spending a few days at Baker's End.
Actually sleeping there, are you? With Mrs. Frimley in residence?
She very kindly offered me the guest room.
I'm not sure I'd stay under that roof longer than I had to.
Why? What do you mean?
I won't go into it in the mini-mart, but just be careful, Miss Goshawk. There's dark business going on here in Happenstance. Things you wouldn't believe.
I've seen dark business before.
You'd best keep your nose clean. Don't meddle.
Meddle?
You don't want anyone else coming to a sticky end, do we?
Just wait a minute.
You want to watch him, that vicar.
I'm sorry?
I'm the postmistress here, among other things. I see it all.
Why do I want to watch him?
Out and about in the night. I've seen him creeping around churchyard and in the trees, hunkered down beside walls. In the moonlight he was. Not like any vicar we've ever had before in Happenstance.
Has he been here for long?
Oh, that clacking noise! I can't stand anymore!
Hang on, are you all right?
Let me! Clacky! Clacky! I'm coming!
Calm down. You're going to... She's a mad woman, and she's dancing with Clacky. Soon it was the shortest day of the year. I still couldn't get out of Happenstance. I was going to be here for Christmas.
The festive season is lovely in our village. Such a shame the master isn't here to see it this year. In the bleak midwinter...
I had had about as much as I could take of Mrs. Frimley and the other slightly demented villagers. She went about the house tunelessly singing carols in a taunting fashion. It was mocking, somehow. As the snow continued to fall, I took to my bed early, and as if to spite her, I filched a book from Tom's abandoned library, a large book with golden binding and purple spidery handwriting on every page.
Today there's been lots of progress. They came back and they did just what they were told. When they put their minds together, they are good workers. And now the building is underway. The walls aren't very high yet, of course, but the tower will grow and grow. And as I watch them working with their tiny trowels and their tiny goblin fingers, a shudder goes through me. They give me the shrieking pajamas, these strange little zootikins.
I fell asleep reading the book. It seeped into my head. In the snowy, uncertain light of the next morning, I found the book lying beside the bed on the shagpile carpet. And when I opened it, all the pages were completely blank.
Are you there? I can hear you, I think, in the undergrowth. I think I can... see you sometimes, out of the corner of my eye. Are you watching us? Are you? Look, I brought you something at the mini-mart. Do you like these? Hmm? Special little treats. Ducky flavour. Ducky! Ducky!
On the longest night of the year, I was creeping about after the vicar. He was in the trees at the perimeter of the village. He was shouting, Ducky, into the undergrowth.
You've got to let us know. Are you still here? We need your help. What's that? Is that you? Hello?
Reverend Ailey.
Oh!
What on earth is going on?
Heavens, woman, you almost gave me a stroke, sneaking around the place.
It's the middle of the night. I was watching you from my window. You were sneaking about in the graves. I've been following you.
He's gone. You've scared him.
Your cat?
I don't have a cat.
Then why are you chasing one with ducky treats?
I think he's astray. He needs my help.
The next day, there were even more people outside the mini-mart and post office. Several were dancing. Even those on mobility scooters were swaying in time with the horrible hurdy-gurdy music. And Claggy the Dragon was exerting his awful influence over them all.
Oh, there you are, Miss Goshawk. Couldn't keep away either, eh? Isn't it wonderful? A bit of festive cheer. Come on, you po-faced woman. Dance with me.
Mrs. Frimley, have you been drinking?
Oh, it's Christmas, isn't it? Look, everyone's enjoying themselves.
It struck me then that there were no children in the village of Happenstance. Everyone was above the age of 50, apart from the vicar. As soon as he entered my thoughts, I saw him. He was standing in the crowd, refusing to dance, just as I was. He looked furious.
What is wrong with you people? Can't you control yourselves?
The vicar had a point, I thought. Things were getting out of hand. The villagers were whooping excitedly because some of the ladies were dancing in a suggestive fashion, twerking and whatnot.
Good God! Jesus Christ! This is wickedness!
No, leave us alone! It's the party season!
One very elderly gentleman was removing his trousers and then whirling them above his head. I hardly knew where to look.
You don't understand, Vicar. You're not one of us.
He's a wrong un. He doesn't know anything about our ways.
I assure you I do, Mrs. Frimley. Please stop this lewd display. And the rest of you. I know that you've all got yourself into heathen practices.
What would you know about any of that?
Stop this dancing. Don't twerk your bottom at me like that. Stop this madness.
Vicar, you've got them all riled up. Maybe we'd better go back to the church and you can tell me...
Harry!
Oh, leave him alone, please!
The vicar's gonna get what's coming to him!
What? Are you threatening me, madam?
Yes, we're threatening you. We're gonna get you. We're gonna pin you down and scrag you.
What? Oh, you can't. You can't do that to a man of the cloth.
You just wait and see what we can do.
Vicar, I think we better make a dash for it.
No, no. Get away from me.
Oh, leave him be, please.
Clacky the dragon demands sacrifice. Clacky needs appeasing.
Terrible, raucous jamboree pursued the poor Reverend Ailing across the village green to the churchyard. And then the poor vicar tripped and fell before he could even reach the doors.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
I've got him! I've got him!
Then suddenly, the most extraordinary thing of all occurred.
Well, dash me crumpets, extraordinary! Yes! That's exactly it. That's what I am. Extraordinary. Ah.
What is it?
A huge, great, bristly cat.
Oh, my goodness.
You're here. You're actually here.
I'm the king of the cats. I'm the extraordinary king of cats. I pounce on mice and mats and rats and flats and bats and cigarettes and look terribly fierce and furry and fat and jump about with great eclat. Though I might look fierce at first glance, I'm really nice. You should see me dance. Meow. Oh, hurrah for the King of the Cats.
Where did it come from?
It's like he just sprang out of the pits of hell.
Yes, that's right. You should all flee. Flee into the night. Leave these poor people alone. Even the dancing dragon scarpers as soon as I appear. I am the King of the Cats, and old dears quail at the mention of my name. But oh, to be frank, it's a special kind of quivery fear they feel. A funny sort of sexy fear. Oh dear. Meow. Do you like my crown, Reverend?
I knew it. I knew it.
Tom, is that you?
There's no time. There's no time for fiddle faddle. We can't go bubbling around. Follow me, my lovelies.
Where's he leading us now?
I think he's heading for his own grave.
Oh, this is too much, Reverend. I don't think I can cope with this.
Shh, let's see what he's doing. He's at the grave.
Aha, here my mortal remains are supposed to be lying. And they do. They lie with every fiber of my being. They lie, and I lie through my pointy little teeth. Tombstone, Tombstone, open sesame, Buzzy McCool. Perfect. Bang up to the elephant.
There's nothing in his grave. It's
a tunnel.
And so it was. Can you believe that we followed that amazing feline spectre into the tomb? It was just like we'd taken leave of our senses. We had no way of knowing where that horrid, slimy passageway went. It might have been a dead end for all we know. We could have been climbing into our own graves. But something was drawing us on, deeper and deeper.
Keep following. Keep treading in my footsteps. Come along, my dears. Don't be afraid.
It can't be him, can it? I was at his funeral. You were the vicar. You must know.
I believe it really is him.
And it seems so unlikely. Why would he come back like this? Why wasn't he himself? He was a 6-foot-tall giant cat with matted black fur and whiskers and a battered golden crown set at a wonky angle. He even had a tail all fluffed out. It jabbed the air as if to punctuate his words when he spoke or declaimed his bits of doggerel at us.
Not doggerel, Susie. Catterel. Rotten poetry for cats can't be doggerel, can it?
My head is whirling. Can you hear me narrate inside my own head?
Only me and all our friends listening so attentively at home.
Wait. Slow down. We can't keep up.
I didn't fully believe he was dead, even at the funeral. It didn't seem a very him thing to do. Just lying about, unalive, not being there anymore.
But this is definitely him, isn't it? Or have I gone crazy in the time I've been in this horrible village?
Shh. All we can do is follow him.
I did enough of that in the old days. We ended up in terrible places. I've seen tunnels like this before.
It must run underneath the village green. I've heard rumours of all kinds of caverns and hidden passages beneath happenstance.
They're very old tunnels. They're so old they creak in the night if you listen. They ache and groan and mutter with all the effort like tired old veins under the skin of the world.
Tom, what are you doing? Where are you taking us? And why are you dressed up like that?
No time for frivolous questions, Miss Goshawk. Not yet. Just wait till we're out at the other end. We'll all be afternoon and dandy.
The other end of the tunnel? But where is that?
This way. It's right, then right and right and right again, I think. And right and right again, I think. Yeah, I'm going round in circles, maybe.
Hello? Hello?
Is that you?
Yes, Mrs. Frimley. Come!
Listen, I have to tell you, he's amongst us again. He's back in happenstance. Whatever he was planning has gone awry. He's changed, though. I don't understand what he's playing at. He appears to be running about in a kind of furry costume.
A furry costume?
That's what I said. He's jumped out and scared a whole lot of villagers tonight, wielding terrible claws and growling like a wild beast. I think we must act decisively and soon.
If you say so, Mrs. Frimley.
I do say so. We cannot allow our plans to be scuppered at this late date. I believe he's seeing through our scheme. I suspect that he knows all about the doppelgangers.
Fresh air, at last.
Where are we?
Home. We are home, my chuckaboos. Don't you recognise it?
It's your garden. We're at the bottom of your garden. Who got all this stuff out?
What stuff?
My eyes were adjusting themselves to the moonlight. The snow lay on everything, pale and blue. Now we could all see that there were books out here, piled up and strewn about. Tom's books from his cottage. It was as if someone had been caught stealing them and simply left the loot abandoned here in the snow. But the King of Cats didn't seem at all worried. He flung himself down into a deck chair and beamed at us both. He looked very pleased with himself.
Oh, it's so good to be back in the land of the living, don't you think, Susie?
Tom? It really is you.
Oh, yes, I'm back, Susie. Were you afraid I was off in the dizzy age for good?
Well, yes, obviously I was. I mean, I came here for your funeral along with everyone else. There was no reason to doubt the terrible news.
Ah, you should never pay heed to received wisdom and Kruger spoofs. Didn't I tell you that before, during our years of working together, eh? You have to find out for yourself. Only believe in the evidence of your own giggle-mugging senses. And even then, take them with a spoonful of jam.
Don't you mean a pinch of salt?
Who would want a pinch of salt on his toast? Unless I were having poached egg, of course.
Tom, you must be tired and cold sitting out here. Come inside. Let's have a hot drink and thaw out and discuss this.
I'm happy here for now, thank you. I happen to love sitting at the bottom of my garden, surrounded by all my favourite books. And look how fine and glossy my new furry coat is. Oh, would you like to stroke me, Ailing?
Oh, well, all right.
Why are you wearing that cat costume?
Ah, costume. Look closer, Susie. This is my new bejiggering skin. I am reborn. I have been reincarnated as a gigantic cat.
No, you haven't. It's a costume. I can see the zip now at the front. And those are mittens with claws sewed in.
Shh! You'll spoil the illusion, Susie. How disappointed our listeners will be to hear you describing everything you see so cynically.
What listeners?
Oh, Susie, you'd make a stuffed bird laugh. It's the doppelgangers. They're everywhere, you know. Hence the disguise, don't you see?
Doppelgangers? What? Where are you going now?
I want to show you something. You too, Vicar. You have to come and see this too. It's terribly nanty-narking.
We must get him to calm down and get indoors.
I'll fetch Mrs. Frimbley, shall I? If she's in the cottage, she might be able to help us handle him.
I don't trust her. She was part of that dodgy crowd outside the mini-mart, and she's been saying some very peculiar things to me recently.
But if she can help us deal with him.
All right, go and fetch her. I'll go after him.
It's Goshawk! Have I lost you? Come and see this!
Oh, I dread to think what he's going to show me.
There. Look, what do you think of that?
Well, it's very nice. What is it?
It's my tower. Well, what there is of it so far, but this is how it all begins. My book tower.
It was almost as tall as the cottage itself, a fairly ramshackle construction at the edge of the woods. With all that snow, it was hard to make it out properly.
But it seemed to be made out of hunks of rock, black with ice and shaggy with moss. Also, some of the stones seemed to be gravestones, split and smashed in order to fit.
It's going to be colossal. It's going to reach far into the pod-snapping sky.
But who's been building this? You? Is this what you've been doing since you've been pretending to be dead?
I haven't been pretending anything, Susie.
There was noise from the bottom of the garden. I heard all kinds of things.
Oh, you'll have heard the goblins, I imagine.
The what?
Goblins and gremlins. Oh, yes, they've been helping me out. Clever little workers, happy little scumble bums. They've been hefting rocks and slinging stones halfway across the countryside and building me the beginnings of my tower.
It's for your books, did you say?
All my books, so that at last I'll have a chance to read them. There's never been a moment, you see, Susie. In all my long, rantipoling life, I've read a bit and I've dipped into them when I could, but life has always been far too frabjous and frantic. Well, you know what it's like. You were there for part of it.
Oh, you were always haring off into some ridiculous escapade.
Well, exactly. Danger and excitement were forever bubbling me about. And then, even without the dizzying secret adventure, there were all those personal appearances and conventions and collie shangles I had to go to. All the endless work I had to do pretending to be myself in public.
If you wanted to retire, there are easier ways to go about it.
The goblins and gremlins are quite insistent, Susie. They feel that this is how it must be.
I don't understand.
They are under my control, Susie. They do my bidding. But this glorious tower, it was their idea. They have quite brilliant ideas.
But goblins, gremlins, really, Tom? Well, where do they come from? Are you sure they're even real?
Oh, where do creatures like that ever come from, huh? Other worlds full of jibber-jabber. Listen, I can hear them even now as we mimble in the wave. Shh. Far from here, and yet somehow just around the corner. Dimensions we have visited, perhaps in another time.
And you knew the whole time he was running about like this?
I had my suspicions. I'd seen glimpses of a big cat at night, footprints and so on.
Oh, it isn't natural.
Here they come now. Don't be testy with them. Behave as if everything's normal.
Why should I? It was only a few days ago we saw him committed to the ground. All those people weeping, and me having to make all those sandwiches, and them drinking all the drink from the sideboard. Are you really saying, after all that, he's back?
Yes, indeed, Mrs. Frimley, and here I am again, larger than life and twice as bouncy. Hello, my dear. Hello, General Dogsbody, you frooming boy.
Why? Why do you feel the need to be so melodramatic?
Melodramatic? I?
Why can't you just do things normally, in the correct order?
I thought you'd be pleased. I feel quite frumptious, and what about my new look? Not bad, eh?
I'm not having you running about the place in a cat costume all the time. What will the neighbours say?
Oh, Mrs. Frimley, you're an angel, a cherub. Don't ever change, will you?
Oh,
she's got a point, Tom. People might look askance.
Yes, and strangely too. Let them smother a parrot. What do I care?
Never mind all that now. You're covered in snow. We must get you warmed up.
Is this a libation I see before me? The bottle towards me hand. Come, let me grasp thee.
I thought we'd have a small sherry to mark the occasion of your return to Baker's End.
Oh, Tio Peepy, Mrs. Frimley, my favourite. You remembered, my dear old thing.
You've only been gone a week, you old fool.
I propose a toast to the quite unexpected return of Tom.
As the marvellous, the incredible, the almost completely frumorous King of the Cats.
Oh, look, it's snowing again.
It's Christmas, Susie. It always snows in happenstance at Christmas.
And there's always a mystery, too.
Yes, indeed. Now then, why the blooming blazes are all those ladies going round the bend? That's what I want to know.
Mrs. Frimley was highly suspicious. She kept watching Tom out of the corner of her eye, as though she expected him to start acting even more peculiarly than usual.
You must be on your alert, too. I'm not sure about this cat business and what it portends.
Oh, hush now. We were doing the washing up in the scullery after a particularly nasty lunch Mrs. Frimbley had given us. Tom was in the library sorting through boxes of books.
I mean it. What's all this business about goblins? And that cock-eyed tower at the bottom of the garden? I've had a look at it. He's been stealing gravestones and bits of neighbours' garden walls. They're all going to be livid when they find out.
I don't understand any of it either, but I trust him.
Well, don't. It's not the first time he's faked his own death, you know.
Isn't it?
It's the kind of thing he does for fun, just to wind everybody up. He likes to come bounding back in and give everyone a surprise.
Well, if you find him so aggravating, how come you've been his housekeeper for so long?
He's faked his own death many times, but this is the first time he's faked his own reincarnation.
Perhaps it isn't fake.
What?
Perhaps he's for real.
Hello there.
Oh, you make me do myself a mischief.
Look, I think I found just what I was looking for.
What is it?
It's an incantation. A very powerful magic spell.
Oh, not magic. Not magic again. You promised no more.
Shh. It's just a thing, the very thing. And I made no promises to you or anyone else, Mrs. Frimbley. Come along, Susie. Let Mrs. Frimbley get on with the lunch.
But you've already had lunch.
Have I? Heavens to Betsy. In my new form, I seem to be terribly hungry a lot of the time. I could murder a mouse right now.
I'm not cooking again today.
Tell me about this incantation. What's it for?
I'll fetch some sausages at the mini-mart, Mrs. Frimbley. And I'll tell you what. I'll fatty-bang the beggars myself.
He flung open the door, and there were three of the villagers standing there. They were dead-eyed and menacing.
Hello there, ladies. And what can I do for you?
Tom Baker, you are returned to life.
Who, me?
We are here to take you away. We will smother you in our billowy bosoms.
Ah, tempting as it is, I'm allergic to feathers. I'm afraid you've come hoofing to the wrong door. This is a house of mourning and I'm just a little cat.
You will come to our bosoms.
Great Caesar's ghost.
Ladies, express yourselves.
What are they doing?
They're spraying deadly laser beams from their bosoms.
You've got to be kidding.
Blimey. There goes the neighborhood. Run for it, Susie, run!
Where can we go?
Can anywhere be safe from their murderous memories?
But who are they? They can't be real old ladies.
Ichabod, the church. Perhaps we can take sanctuary there.
We must proceed to our final phase.
What happened now?
The agents of destruction have activated themselves prematurely.
Have they killed him?
We must ensure that they do not. Things must proceed as we have planned. Tell Clacky, would you?
Clacky will not be pleased.
I don't care if Clacky will be pleased or not. Just tell him.
Let us in, my Juggins. We seek sanctuary.
It's 4 p.m. on Christmas Eve. How can the church be locked?
Oh, no. Susie, look. Get Spudlikins.
I hardly dare. What is it now?
These highly aggressive older ladies are swarming to the graveyard in bottle-bladed fashion. Snicker snack. There seems to be dozens of them.
Let us in, Reverend.
I don't think they all have deadly thimble-fambles, though.
Thank goodness for that. You hear what I hear?
It's that Mafeking dragon again, isn't it?
Reverend Ailing, let us in at once!
Quickly, man! That clacking fop-doodle's almost here!
Miss Goshawk, Tom,
Whatever's this?
No time for talk now. Just let us in.
The whole of happenstance has gone scotch-lobbering mad.
Quickly, lock the doors behind us. Barricade them.
On Christmas Eve? I can't do that. As vicar, I need to welcome the villagers in for the early evening service.
Don't be a fustelarian, Ailing. Look out there. Hordes of rampaging old ladies. They'll kill us all.
But why have they all gone mad? Why now?
I don't know. Something's whipped them up into a purple tizzy.
They're cyborgs or something from space, aren't they?
I'm very much afraid they are. Not all of them, of course, just the ones with lethal busts.
Christ!
Will they be able to get in?
They'll smash the doors in eventually. Didn't you see what the lasers were doing out there? They can melt cars, burn trees. It's the war of the blooming worlds out there with bosoms.
We need help.
There's only us.
Weird dragon controlling them. If we could just put a stop to him somehow.
The goodness of Jesus and God Almighty will save us. It is Christmas Eve, after all.
Possibly or possibly not. I reckon we should get up on the roof and drop something heavy on the murderous old doxies, eh?
Don't ask how we managed it, but we had hold of a great big heavy statue of a saint. Reverend Ailing said it was one of the less important ones.
Ideally, we wouldn't need to drop any of them onto old ladies.
Needs must when the devil drives, Reverend Ailing. Needs bally must.
They've seen us.
Ha, ha, ha. We're out of range. Tough luck.
Don't taunt them.
Shh, shh. You two hold onto that frumptious statue, right at the very edge.
Yoo-hoo! Ladies, here I am. Here we all are. Do your worst.
You want me, don't you? You want this facetious old dandy prat. I wonder why. I wonder what it is that I've got. Well, in my new form, I'm too lithe and splendid and too agile for the likes of you to grab hold of.
They're going to come up here and kill us.
This is just about my worst Christmas ever.
Is it? I think it's my favorite ever now, Susie, Reverend. Do it now. Hooray! Bartleberries to you all!
You got them! You got several of them.
The others look pretty dazed.
Ah, and there's more where that came from. We've got loads of holy and weighty saints up here. St. Genesius, St. Drogo, St. Polycarp, and St. Quiriacus. Don't you threaten us. Get out of it, you decrepit doppelgangers.
Wait a minute.
What is it? Are we safe now?
I don't think I'll ever feel safe in my own village again, especially not among old ladies.
But what are they up to? Is it to do with the postmistress and her satellite dish and talking to the men from outer space?
Oh, you heard about that, did you?
Shh! Listen, you two.
What is it, Ailing? You're such a galumpus, isn't he, Susie?
Where is Clacky?
Oh, fiddledy-dee.
Shh! What was that?
I think he's up here.
Clacky? Are you here, Clacky?
He's there.
No, no, that's a gargoyle. It's too dark to be sure.
He's here!
Tom!
It's all right, it's all right. I'm very agile nowadays. Ah!
Crikey, O'Reilly!
Now, now, Clacky, or whoever you are inside that disguise, you don't really want to go killing us, do you? Not at Christmas, surely. Oh, come on now, that's not very nice. At Christmas, we should be whiffling our twiddle-diddles and putting our feet up.
Oh, God, I should be leading the congregation in celebration by now.
I looked down over the edge and the congregation were arriving. They seemed shocked to see smashed bits of statues and squashed old ladies amongst the gravestones.
Clacky, old cock, this has got to stop. A joke is a joke.
Who's that?
There's someone else up here with Clacky.
It's his helper, the man with the ghetto blaster. And so it was. He was masked and cowled like a medieval monk. We couldn't even see his face, just a dark hole. He was very sinister indeed. When he spoke to us, his voice struck a terrible note of dread.
Clacky wants to kill you all!
What?
Clacky the dragon has waited patiently to kill all three of you!
What's he saying?
We're very sorry, but we can't understand you.
Oh, this is hopeless! I'm telling you!
Look, it's no good. Can't you speak more clearly?
I think he's a foreigner.
You should have handed over the vicar if you had been and left you alone.
I'm sorry, I can't make out a fudge-knocking word you're saying.
But now you've made everything much, much worse. And you will all suffer the wrath of Cracky.
He seems a bit cross with us.
Go on, get away. We don't want your like here in Happenstance.
Steady on, Vicar.
But something very strange happened then. The clouds lifted away from the moon. And the bells... they started chiming for Christmas Eve, and Clacky stopped advancing on us, and the sinister presence in his cowl and hood looked alarmed.
The dimensional portal is about to open up again!
Something put the fusty plugging wind up them.
Come on, Clacky! We've got to go!
Tom, didn't you find some kind of magic incantation amongst your books?
You're right! You're right! I'm such a drapo. Hang on. Here it is. You put your right one in, your left one out, in, out, and shake it all about.
That's just the hokey-cokey.
Join in, Susie, Reverend.
Oh, you do the hokey-cokey, and you turn around. That's what it's all about.
Oi!
Oh,
oi.
Oh, the hokey-cokey. Oh, the hokey-cokey.
Knees bent, arms bent.
And off your hokey-cokey to your own dimension, yeah!
They're all turning away.
What's wrong with them?
They can't stand the sounds of jollity or japery, and that's what it's all about, Susie. Remember, wicked folk are so earnest. That's their great weakness. And so we must laugh at those scumble-bums who hate us for no reason. We must laugh and laugh until they simply have to itty away.
It really was as if these strange, frightening presences were being sent away on Christmas Eve by the goodness of the Almighty and the baby Jesus.
Go on, clear off, fusty lugs. Clacky, go home. What the Genghis Khan is that?
A great big gash appeared above the post office come mini-mart. It was like...
like a great big slobbering hole in the warp and weft of space and time.
Clacky the dragon bent down a little, allowing the sinister presence to sit on his shoulders. And then, before any of us knew what was going on, the strange two-legged dragon was flapping his tinsel-trimmed cloak and lifting up into the air.
Jesus, he can fly!
Off your driggle-draggle, dearie, and don't come galumphing back!
They're being swallowed up by that celestial what's-it!
Oh, we did it! They've gone!
It was the goodness of the baby Jesus.
Also, I gobber-mooched their satellite dish for them.
When did you do that?
When I was on the post office roof last week. Luckily, with some aforethought and a heavy pair of pliers, I managed to scupper their fiendish plans.
You're amazing.
I know.
I think you'll find it was the doings of the Lord.
If you like. Come on now. Let's get out of the cold and hot-footed back to Baker's End. It's Christmas! Mrs. Frimley? Are you here, Mrs. Frimley?
Just look at the state of this place.
What's happened here? It
looks like a horde of old ladies have shot the place to bits with deadly lasers from their knockers. Look, they've wrecked paintings, furniture. Oh, well, never mind.
No one's hurt, that's the main thing. But I think Mrs. Frimley is gone.
I hope she hasn't come a cropper.
I never liked her, never trusted her.
Nobody liked her.
Mrs. Frimley!
I was just taking General Dog's body for his evening constitutional. And what was all that palaver over at the church? Was that you?
Oh, Mrs. Frimley, my dear, I'm so glad you're back. We'd all rather thought you'd hopped over to the dark side.
The dark side? Me?
Well, you see, you have been acting rather outre lately.
I'm not outre. I'm the loyalist housekeeper you'll ever have, and don't you ever forget it.
I still wouldn't trust her an inch.
Now, how about some of me festive stewed prunes for supper?
Sounds delightful. Well, come on then. We'd best get this place sorted out and shipshape.
I've got to get back to the church. I've a congregation waiting.
Oh, stay for a drink, will you, Reverend Ailing? Just a little drop of Tayo PP. I think we ought to have a fumble-crusting toast. Mrs. Frimley, would you do the honours?
Here I go, fetching and carrying again.
Yes, a toast to surviving this ludicrous adventure.
Exactly, Susie.
It's snowing again.
It always snows in happenstance at Christmas.
8 inches we'll be getting, I reckon.
Looks like I'll be staying till the festive season's over.
Susie, I'm very glad to hear it.
This kind of weather, you get claustrophobia over Christmas. Tensions rise. Murders get committed.
And I don't think we've seen the last of that sinister presence from another dimension, you know. I think there are strange forces swirling about this village.
Well, let's not drink to that.
What about a happy Christmas to us all?
Why not? A happy blooming Christmas to us all. And a merry new year to all of you at home as well. Oh.